So it's Friday, and on Fridays we talk about sport and what's been happening, what's coming up as well. Tolokile Mganga, EWN sports journalist, in studio today. So I think the big story has probably been Tiger Woods.
Absolutely.
All week. How's he doing?
Well, we've got confirmation overnight that he's been moved to a new hospital in order to continue his recovery, because remember he had the shattered leg and the fractured ankle. So now that those iron rods have been pulled in, he started his recovery towards that process. Family giving updates that he's passed the critical phase. He has had visitors come see him. He's speaking normally. So on that side of it, it does seem like he's making a lot of progress. Also, his fellow professionals are now speaking out, saying they are hoping that one day he can actually return to the sport. But I think, like Steph Curry had said, the quality of life is the most important at the moment. For Tiger to get out of hospital, to start walking again, and then only once he's reached that point can you start having the conversations about him returning to golf. The irony of all of this is, a week ago people were wondering, would he recover from his back surgery in time to play the Masters? And now you're just saying, look, as long as he lives, that's the most important thing.
Hey, I said it before, I'll say it again, Tiger will be back. I'm convinced of it. Football, there's Nedbank Cup last 16 taking place this weekend. Also, a big game in the Premier League as well.
Well, Mamelodi Sundowns and Kaizer Chiefs, the two teams that won't be involved in the Nedbank Cup this weekend. Kaizer Chiefs, of course, knocked out, while Sundowns are travelling to Tanzania to play their CAF Champions League game. So those two sides are involved in continental football. But for me, the biggest game of the round would have to be Maritzburg United up against Orlando Pirates. A certain, I guess you could dub it a German derby, because you've got Ernst Middendorp in the Maritzburg United dugout and Joseph Zimbawa for Orlando Pirates. Pirates, a team that are on a high from winning the MTN 8 earlier this season. I think they'll look at the cup competitions to help build the momentum for them, because in the league it does look like Mamelodi Sundowns are running away with it. So teams have to take advantage of the cup competitions. And in the Premier League, the big game of the weekend is Chelsea versus Manchester United. United are top, 6 points clear of the Blues. But in the Blues, they haven't lost under Thomas Tuchel. So that will be something that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer does try to kind of end. And both teams have had European football this week, both of them doing fairly well. Chelsea, of course, beating Atletico Madrid, while Manchester United advanced 4-0 after a 0-0 draw against Real Sociedad last night. But the lift that we've gotten from those games is something that both teams will hope that can actually create an exciting game, because the last time these two met, it was a rather boring, goalless draw. So we want a little bit more from that.
I've been watching quite a bit of this CSA T20 challenge. It's been on in the afternoons, which is quite nice. So I've been watching quite a lot during the week, but it comes to an end this weekend.
Unfortunately, it does, but it has been quite a few days of entertaining cricket. We're seeing the future of South African cricket, because we always speak about the fact that we're not playing Australia. We don't have a lot of international matches at the moment. But for the Proteas and the ones that are hopeful of getting into the team, this has been their chance. The one side that are guaranteed a spot in the final is the Dolphins. They have home ground advantage, if you can even call it that, because the Bayo Bubble is based in Durban, so they're already through to the final. The Lions will be favourites to actually join them in that final, but for now, the fixtures that we're looking forward to today is the Dolphins against the Titans later on today, and then the playoffs start over the weekend before the final.
Tolokile, thank you so much. That's some sport for you to watch this weekend. Tolokile Mganga, EWN sports journalist, just having a look at what's happening in the world of sport.